The following program was originally broadcast in 2002.
Hi, I'm Marian McCarlin, and today on Piano Jazz, I'd like to welcome pianist-composer Lonnie Liston-Smith. He's one of the most versatile musicians in contemporary music. He's been heard in a variety of musical contexts before honing in on his own relaxed, swinging style. How are you, Lonnie?
Oh, it's great to be here, Marian.
Oh, nice to have you here.
Yes.
Been listening to you over the years for a long time, and
Yes. You've
been in a variety of musical situations, haven't you?
Oh, yes. Because I started out mainly on acoustic piano, and, I was working with everyone, all kinds of singers, Betty Carter. And,
oh, did you work with Betty?
Oh, yeah. Because actually all the young pianists kind of went through Betty.
Really?
So that was great. And then, of course, then I got with instrumentalists, Art Blakely, Max Roach, and then I got into electric piano.
Yeah. Well, working with Art Blakey, that must have been something very special. But before we go on, I would love to hear you play something and talk a little bit later. What's on your mind? What would you like to play?
What is this thing called love?
Oh, that's a great one. Okay. It's always one of my favorite tunes. I think everybody likes to play that.
Yeah.
What is this thing called love?
Yeah, everybody hears and all of them play it. So.
How did you learn tunes years ago? I mean, was your family a musical family?
Yes, because my father was in gospel, Harmonizing Four, and they were together 50 years.
Really?
And they went all over the world.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Harmonizing Four.
Yeah.
So then you had plenty of music to listen to when you were a kid.
That's it. My father bought a piano. Whoever showed interest, then we could take lessons. And then when I was in high school one day, I heard Charlie Parker, Just Friends. And I said, whatever that is, that's what I want to do.
Isn't that amazing? I think that's one of his greatest records. And
sure.
Anyway, I'd love to hear you play another tune, Lonnie. What have you got up your sleeve or sleeves?
I play, it's a song by Monk, and I think it's called Monk's Mood.
You know, that's one of Monk's things that I don't play. Maybe I can learn it if I hear you play it.
Okay, then.
That's such an interesting tune. That's a typical, for me, Monk tune where he goes in all unaccustomed places. You know, we really don't expect the tune to go
That's it.
And that's his monk's way, I guess.
Right. I mean, because he is, you know, like he would do, it's instead of him playing, okay, you know how you go C minor to A7.
Right.
Well, my monk went, that's what I just sit there, I sit at home trying to analyze it. He went E7 down to the E-flat. I mean, it's, but it still ended up the same place.
Well, it's still musical, although he's breaking the rules. But, you know, Monk sort of made his own rules, didn't he?
In jazz, you have to break all the rules to be a creator in improvisation. So
I guess you do, as long as it sounds good.
Right. And as long as you know the rules.
And as long as you know the rules, you can break them, right?
Right.
Well, you know what would be fun for us to try a duet? What do you think?
Oh, hey, that'd be great. It'd be my pleasure.
Well, mine too.
All right.
Let's pick some good tune. Actually, this tune, Autumn Leaves, it started life as a French folk tune. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, had a verse, and it was French lyrics, and then it developed into being a tune all of us love to play. I really always enjoy that tune.
Okay.
So, you know, let's do our brand new, unrehearsed,
right,
new version of Autumn Leaves. You want to start it off?
Okay.
Isn't it amazing how two people that haven't played together can just stop playing?
Yeah, that's true. That's
real jazz, isn't it?
That's it.
Anyway, that's really Autumn Leaves. It's always a good tune to play on for some reason.
Yeah,
there's something about a minor tune. I think Mary Lou Williams told me that years ago, like when you're playing a gig and maybe things aren't going well, you're not feeling right or something. If you play a minor tune, if things come back. Yeah. I don't know why that is, but I've known that time and time again.
Yeah, minor tunes are very inward. You know, you go inside, and the major tunes are like remind me of spring.
Well, that's true. Now you have a reputation for. I don't know if you do music therapy, but it's like you believe music is a really important part in people's lives. Did you ever do any actual sort of teaching of music therapy?
No, it's just that I used to do a lot of studying Eastern philosophies and everything, and they always said music was a healing force.
That's it.
And you know, it really is, because people use music every day, whether they realize it or not.
Well, I think I'm going to try some healing power on you now.
Okay. I'm
going to try a solo and see if I can put you in the right frame of mind. And this is a tune that I learned years ago when Jimmy and I were, believe it or not, were playing at a place in Chicago called the Brass Rail. And this tune was on the jukebox or something like that. And I found out later it was written by Mel Torme. It's called Stranger in Town.
Okay.
So I'm going to try that for you. Thank you. that song is not played much, and I just heard it the other day somewhere, and I thought, oh my goodness, I've stopped playing that tune. And I used to hear it all the time, and there's another tune that I've got to resurrect. Easy Street, you know that one?
Oh yeah, I haven't heard that in a while.
Anyway, I do like that one. We could try another duet, and we seem to have been so successful.
Okay.
With the other ones. I know a nice tune that I don't get to play much for some reason. I'd love to play it with you. Blue Bossa, could we do that one?
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. Kenny Dorham.
Who wrote that?
Kenny Dorham wrote that.
Oh, right, Kenny
the trumpeter?
Dorham. Yes, right.
I mean, you know, he was great.
He was so amazing.
Yeah.
I miss him a lot. So great. Let's do a little chorus or two of Blue Bossa, okay?
Okay, great.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina Public Radio.